We're all too old to be not coming out for 5 whole minutes.
I'm Adam, and this is the Long Snapper Podcast. We're not going to talk about long snappers. We're going to talk about whatever the hell we feel like. I have Craig with me. How are you doing, Craig?
I'm well, mate. How are you?
Yeah, all right. Better than a week ago, let me tell you. Mark is here. Hi, Mark.
Hello, mate. How are you doing?
I mean, if you want to ask as well, I could give you the same information again.
No, I don't care.
Good. That's more like it. Pat, how are you doing?
I made a curry tonight, and in the middle of it, I had a sneezing fit and got chili up my nose. So I've been better.
That is horrible. That stays with you for hours, or like.
I'm a very tingly boy this evening, not in a good way.
Well, that's what we hope. I thought we'd gone back to doing one sentence previews at the start again.
Oh shit! I need to finish writing that.
There we go.
Got to finish writing.
I said some admin.
So what you mean by finish writing them is start writing them.
Yeah. Well, as I said, these would be good given I've not watched any games. It's funny that you I appreciated the not including the Philly Seattle score. You'll be pleased to know I still don't know the Philly Seattle score.
You literally are that person.
Right. I'm
not the score
tell
tonight.
You. Don't tell him.
This will be interesting. I know the result.
Right,
though,
please, so. No. Oh, okay, don't look up anything about it.
No. I know the result.
That's a shame. I wish you didn't. Yeah. I want a live reaction.
Well, just how I feel about it.
Basically, are you happy that the Eagles lost, rather? They didn't. They didn't win. They lost. Are you happy that the Seahawks won or not? That's the gist of it.
Yeah.
But before we do any of that, let's.
I wish he'd not known, and we'd given him the one sentence review, and he could have just written something and see how close it was.
That's exactly what is the
case. I've got the one sentence review, and I've not seen the score.
Oh, I love it.
Well, I know the result, but I don't know what happened. All right, fuck it. Let's make it up.
just lots of really intricate detail about made up scenarios that might have happened in the game. That's what we want.
That's what I want. Yeah, that's it.
Okay, I might. I could also read the completely wrong score and see what happens. Seattle 3, Philadelphia 64. Right, let's start with a quiz, though. Obviously, we're going to do that. I have a little... While I read the rules, you can use that time, Craig, to finish all the previews. Yeah.
then I'll just ask you what the rules are in a bit anyway, so...
obviously. But there aren't really too many rules to pay attention to here. It's just going to be go around in circles, last man standing, naming things from a list. We've done that format before.
It's a good format.
We love a naming thing from a list.
Yeah. Mark, you're top left of my screen. I'm going to start with you and go clockwise. So it'll be you and then Craig and then Pat. I'm not going to snake. I'm just going to go around in circles.
Controversial.
Not really. I mean, if you want to make a controversy out of it, you're more than welcome. But you're going to get short shrift from me. The list.
Craig won't stand for it. He's a bastard for a snake, that guy.
All I can hear is snake, and I'm still. This isn't going to be one sentence, by the way.
They never are.
More importantly than that, and it's not a snake, just to clarify. More importantly, is what the list is, and the list is any starting quarterback this season who wasn't one of the original 32 from week one.
Good game.
So one or two you might need to be a bit careful with, shall I say. So there are, I can tell you, I have 26 names on that list.
Wow.
And there are another 32 people, quarterbacks that have started games that you're not allowed to say. And if you say any of those, you will be eliminated. So, why did I say I'll start with you, Mark? But I did, so I'm going to kick us off.
Jake Browning.
Yeah, Jake Browning. You can absolutely have that.
Sorry, you are going to have to... What are we guessing?
Excellent.
I got really... I fell really deep into this. This isn't going to work.
Quarterbacks who started this week and didn't start in week one.
Lovely. Cool. My bad.
So think about that carefully. It is also your turn. Mark said Jake Browning.
I'm hoping this is the case. Drew Lock.
Yeah, you can have Drew Lock. Absolutely correct. Pat, on to you.
Tommy DeVito.
Yes. still living in his mother's basement. And we go back to Mark.
Kyler Murray.
Kyler Murray, absolutely correct. Of course. Back to you, Craig. I mean, bear in mind that at least 26 of them are New York Jets, so that may help.
Didn't even think about it. Wilson. Wait, did they have to start in this week?
Any week except week one.
Oh, my bad. Cool. Yeah, my bad.
Don't name a week one starter, but any other week.
Yeah.
Zach Wilson, absolutely correct. On to you, Pat.
Billy Jeans.
Billy Jeans, yes. Correct again. Mark.
Joe Flacco.
Yeah, rolling back the years. I nearly called it Broadway Joe. That would be blasphemy. I don't know why. Other than the fact his name's Joe. Craig, apologies for that. Give us your next name.
I realised what I should have been doing was writing down who Craig and Mark said, because I've got literally no idea.
I mean, either that or pay attention.
Yeah, both of those.
What's his fucking... Cotton. What's his name? White. Sorry. You know when you get...
Who?
Mike White.
Has he?
Didn't he start last week?
I'm fact-checking this because I don't have him down. anybody help
that
me
wasn't
with
Mike,
this?
That wasn't Mike White. That was someone else.
I don't think Mike White started this year.
Mike White plays for the Dolphins now.
He does, and he has not started for them. That's an early elimination.
Who's the QB that's...
Well, we'll get to that.
Tua Tagovailoa, I think.
No!
But he wouldn't be allowed. Pat's right, we'll get to that. You're eliminated. Sorry. Well, I say sorry. This might be a really quick quiz and we could just get on with our lives, but...
Tim Pat... Boyle! Fucking Tim Boyle, sorry. That really irritated me.
I mean, okay. It should, but...
Should do.
Pat, if you want to say Tim Boyle, you're more than welcome. But
that... Oh, yeah, quiz.
let's like take Tim... Yeah, let's take Tim Boyle off the list.
I'm going for the MVP, Mitch Trubisky.
Yeah, Mitch Trubisky. Correct. Mark?
Aidan O'Connell.
Yeah, absolutely.
When the guy nicks your next one, it's such a dick move. Gardner Minshew.
He's inside your head, Pat. Yeah, Gardner Minshew, of course.
Let's go with Bailey Zappi.
Yeah.
Bailey Zappi.
We still got loads left. Come on, Pat.
Yeah, I'm really irritated.
You should be. You absolutely
should be. Not only did you get one wrong, but it was one of your own teams.
Who doesn't play for us?
Taylor Heineken.
I need to get... I'm thinking about this. Sorry, I'm interrupting all sorts. I'm really rattled.
I love that. I feel that this exact thing's happened before in a similar quiz.
Yeah,
Taylor Heineke, of course, correct.
Good. I'll go with Tyson Bagent.
Yeah.
Secret Bagent man.
Yeah, correct. I wonder if you can name them all. That would be impressive.
Eastern Stick.
Eastern Stick. Yeah, correct. Yeah, still quite a few more.
I'll go with Birds of a Feather's Dorian Thompson Robinson.
Yeah.
Excellent.
DTR, you do well to remember all three of those names. But you did. Nailed it.
I think PJ Walker started one.
You think correctly.
Yeah.
You did. XFL legend PJ Walker.
What guy? Started against us, very nearly beat us for the Giants, Tyrod Taylor.
Yeah, you'd have really hated that.
Yeah. I was a big fan.
Yeah, you definitely were. On we go.
Nick Mullins.
Of course. Correct. Back to you, Mark.
Now, this is where I'm struggling. Let's go with... Ooh, of course, this week. Case Keenum.
Yeah, correct.
Nicely done.
We have got five more names.
How many?
It's getting tricky now.
Five more. What a tie that would be if you nail all five. Spoiler for any listeners, that isn't happening.
I'm going to go Andy Dalton.
Yeah, he did. Correct. Go on, Mark, what have you got?
I am struggling.
Are you spent? I mean, we can cut a minute of horse noises if we need to, but I'm not going to give you a minute.
I'm tempted to go, but I'm not convinced he started the game, but I'm... this is hard.
It's tricky because obviously backups have come in games and not necessarily started.
Yeah.
But that's that's the game.
Exactly that. The only one that's coming to mind, who potentially, if it's a game, he may have started one, is Jameis Winston. But I'm not convinced.
Brady didn't. He did come in, but no, he did not start. So Pat, you get some music, and also the opportunity to show off by saying how many more names that you could have got.
There was only one round.
Yeah.
Oh, I've had a shocker. All ends up.
Oh, I feel bad now. It's like you're really annoyed with yourself, but sitting there quietly thinking, there's a round two. I can get back into this.
I think there was a Brian Hoyer game.
There was, yeah.
Which was unpleasant. there was that mad rush for Jaren Hall for Minnesota before they got Dobbs.
Yeah. I was really hoping one of you would have said Dobbs, by the way, but you disappointed me.
That was
a red herring. Yes, so you should be. There were...
Trevor Siemian?
No.
Ah.
No. The other two were Clayton Tune for the Cardinals and Brett Rippon for the Rams.
Brett Rippon.
Picked the wrong former Bronco. Yeah. Disgusting.
That's a pretty solid effort from a couple of you. Well played.
I'm fuming. There we go. It's just when you don't get to play.
Yeah, with a sense of deja vu with it.
I didn't play at all. Oh, what a killer.
What's the weirdest thing when you said Mike White is I knew I didn't have him, but I'm not certain about this. I've got to check. Because it felt familiar, it felt recent, even for the Jets.
And it was the same player, and I knew we cut Boyle the other day. Anyway. C'est la vie.
Yeah.
It may or may not have impacted the reviews.
Yeah, ideally you use that time efficiently.
I didn't. I did not, Adam.
Just sat there stewing instead. All right, one sentence reviews. Whether they're written or not, we're going to do them. And we will start with... what the hell's happened to my list? Oh, sorry. We will start with LA Chargers 21, Las Vegas 63.
A week after scoring 0 points against the Vikings, the Raiders right the ship in historical fashion, dismantling the Chargers in a performance that finally gets Brandon Staley the boot.
Minnesota 24, Cincinnati 27. Josh Dobbs would have won this game. Just saying. No, I can't back that up. Pittsburgh 13, Indianapolis 30.
This game went so well for the Steelers that they've announced Mason Rudolph as the starting QB for their next match.
Insert Christmas joke here. Denver 17, Detroit 42.
Can't make my mind up about Detroit. At times looking like a well-rounded, improving team. Denver's recent results, more of a full storm.
Atlanta 7, Carolina 9. Think of a scatter graph with attendance versus entertainment. This is right in the bottom left corner. Chicago 17, Cleveland 20.
Phenomenal fight back from the Browns. The Bears offense was bailed out by their D for most of the game, but not for enough of it.
Tampa Bay 34, Green Bay 20.
Can Baker Mayfield play quarterback?
People are asking. New York Jets 0, Miami 30.
For fuck's sake, Jets.
Yeah, New York Giants 6, New Orleans 24.
Derek Carr throws three touchdown passes to keep the Saints joint first in the race for the NFC South.
That was a really funny moment for your internet to go a bit weird as well. Kansas City 27, New England 17.
Nice bounce back game for the Chiefs, but still signs that areas need addressing in advance of the playoffs.
Houston 19, Tennessee 16.
The Titans' top brass decided to wear a Houston throwback uniforms against the Texans, and they ultimately ended up looking like twats who couldn't beat a team with Case Keenum at quarterback.
Accurate. San Francisco 45, Arizona 29. Maybe a few nervy moments early, like one punt return in particular, but the Niners got this done easily in the end. Washington 20, LA Rams 28.
The Rams are fun to watch and I hate it.
Dallas 10, Buffalo 31. Dalvin Cook is now known as James Cook's brother. Baltimore 23, Jacksonville 7.
The Jags continue to get in their own way as the Ravens ease to a fourth straight win and edge closer to the AFC top seed.
And finally, Philadelphia 1, Seattle 4.
What a thriller this was.
Were you on the edge of your seat from start to finish?
Craig, stop functioning!
With Drew Lock displaying his best Peyton Manning impression, adopting the Omaha cadence and commanding the offense to an impressive victory. Highlighting his performance was a play deep in the fourth in which he holds a safety with poise in the pocket, only to throw a dart lodging in Metcalf's face mask. And never got to finish it. But that sounds like it happened, right?
Yeah, exactly.
How it happened.
that was a pretty good game. To be fair, it was a late Seahawks score to win, so they were 4 points down late in the game, and Drew Lock did drive them down the field. Was it Jackson Smith and Jigba? Really nice catch in the end. I watched that game with my son in 40 this morning, who got up early. We were playing each other in fantasy in a playoff game. We both decided to watch it at 6:30 this morning. He was done. Sorry, I'm going to talk about fantasy for a moment, but it was just quite enjoyable. He was done. I needed 60 points from Smith and Jigba, AJ Brown and Jalen Hurts. And you're kind of watching it together, like doing the maths as you go along. Yeah, how many points? Yeah, how many yards was that? I didn't really. I knew deep down I didn't quite have enough, and yeah, he won by sort of 12 points. But it was quite an entertaining way to do it. But the Eagles, I'm not saying it's falling apart, but there is discontent in the city of brotherly love, shall we say.
And it felt like a really weird decision to change defensive coordinator in the week and then produce a defense that looked exactly the same.
I mean, you're not going to reinvent the wheel that quickly, I suppose, but...
Well, Joe Brady's managed to in Buffalo on the offensive side of the ball. I think it is possible if you've got different opinions and a different way to want to do things, it can happen, but just not in this case. And
maybe not that
we've
fast.
We've been saying it all season. They were winning games, but just not looking convincing. They should have lost to Buffalo the week before they went on this run of defeats. And it feels like nobody, those two teams are desperately trying to not win the NFC East at the minute.
Yeah, well, look, the Cowboys annihilated, really. And it was
good, wasn't it? It was good.
But not the traditional Buffalo way, like you just alluded to.
Very, it was like the start of the broadcast, all the commentators and co-commentators are talking about, you know, Josh Allen, can he get the Josh Allen that's great, but eliminating the silly mistakes and the interceptions. And I think that this is a game that would have been entirely different if we hadn't changed offensive coordinator. Yep. Because he just didn't have the stones or the wherewithal to look at the Cowboys, think, do we want to go up against Micah Parsons for an hour and that pass rush in those corners? Or do we just want to run the ball 40 times? Mm-hmm. And see if they can stop it. They didn't. What was great was the fact they'd never went away from it. It was working, and he just kept doing it. Mm. I think Josh Allen had 7 completions for 95 yards. And if someone had said to me at the beginning of the game that Josh Allen would complete 7 passes against the Cowboys, you'd think we would have been the ones on the end of the blowout defeat, not them. But James Cook, is when he's given the opportunity, and this is something that's happened since Joe Brady has come in, there's a different mentality, there's different plays being run. It's not just the same old offense. It's look at the weaknesses of the opposition and try and exploit them. And he has utilized the running game a lot more than we have done in years. And I'm here for it, especially when you get into December, January, that's when you're going to win games. And it might be too late already, because of the defeats that we've had up to this point. But I don't think there's anyone outside the Niners. I don't think there's anyone playing better than us at the moment.
Sometimes I feel like coordinators just change things for the sake of it. Like they worry that what they're doing is too predictable. But do you know what? If somebody can't stop you, keep doing it. Like, I don't care if it's obvious, if they know what's coming. Yeah, if something's working and you're annihilating a team, why go away from it? Don't overthink it.
I must admit, I don't remember in recent years someone can tell me. I can't think of a team that have had such a fundamental turnaround in what was a matter of weeks. And I'm not one for making sweeping changes, and obviously I don't deem this a sweeping change, but like I think that can happen too much in sport. But it does feel very much like a decisive decision was taken, and you have seen the results. It almost pains me to say it. You cannot stress the turnaround. Josh Allen, yes, fine. I mean, I was probably a bit harsh on Josh Allen. We have seen him perform at that type of level. We know he's a baller, but he wasn't playing well. You didn't know that you lot could run the ball like that. I'm not having that. Like, no. You would get now and again. You had Singletary would you know, do a few bits in the last few years, but never was that you able to consistently run the ball, not only just those chunk plays, but also successes on 4, 5, 6 yards.
Yep.
It does look a different team, and you don't want to play the Bills at this point.
I think there's a lot of it to do with that. I think we're now one of only two teams still in the league that is still playing their starting offensive line from the first week of the season. And they've got better in the run game as the season's gone on. Also, it probably helped playing Dallas a little bit, and the fact that we got ahead, and as they alluded to in the commentary for the game, because the Cowboys are a team that is used to leading and scoring a lot of points, often the opposition has to throw the ball because they're almost trying to keep up. And they're not used to having to stop the run on this amount of times because they're just not built for it. It's edge rushers and corners, and almost the weakness is the run. But you're right, to be able to run the ball 25 times and average over 7 yards a carry is like, I can't sit. This is since like LeSean McCoy, early LeSean McCoy era, that we haven't had someone who could run the ball like this. And he's, yeah, he's looking electric, and long may it continue, because it does. It makes us a better team. But it wasn't just, it was also like, I feel like the last couple of weeks we've gone into the games with a different mentality and a different attitude. Like the way we got after Dak Prescott, when you've got someone like Deion Dawkins who's blocking someone 30 yards downfield and knocking them out of the game, that gives everybody a lift. And it fucks me off that we didn't make the OC change much earlier, because I think
it might still be too late.
Maybe. Yeah, 100%. It might well be, because we don't, because of the games that we've lost up to now, we still don't hold our own destiny in our own hands. We need to effectively win out, and that still might not be enough.
So, a couple of weeks ago, we reviewed the AFC playoff picture. And we said, we made some crazy statement like, yeah, we'll do the NFC next week or the week after. I kind of intimated we might, but then look at the four of us on the show. None of us really care about the NFC. Just imagine if someone came on and interrupted us and said, hang on, there's another conference. Imagine if someone just popped up on the show. Some sort of dick, like a Niners fan or something.
who had said, oh, but, you know, I can't promise I'll be there, so don't make me do any admin. But I'll just turn up for the East.
After leaving us all in a lurch.
Craig's already been on, right?
He's not brought a microphone, but he's here. How you doing, Rich?
Yeah, I don't know how well this will work, because I am not on my usual equipment, so it could sound terrible.
I mean, I'm not going to lie, it sounds terrible.
Great. I'd go away again.
But, well, I mean, it's nice to see you. It's
been a while. No, I disagree with Mark. I think the Bills will make the playoffs. I think the AFC is wide open right now for them.
It is, but the problem we've got is that a lot of the teams that are around that 7-7, 8, and or they're all playing each other. So they're not going to drop away too much. And you look at because the Browns won, their schedule is piss. Some of the other teams, like the Texans' schedule, is relatively easy. Probably our most realistic chance now is catching the Dolphins, because their next three games are the Cowboys, Ravens, and us. And they've yet to beat a team over 500. I still think that...
You probably have to beat them.
There's a chance that we go into the final week both 10-6 or whatever it is, and have to, whoever wins gets in and whoever loses doesn't.
I'm genuinely excited for that AFC run-in. I think it's going to be some of the most exciting stuff we've seen in years.
It just sounds so bad.
I can try and switch this thing out, but it's as good as it gets.
Fair enough. The NFC, Rich, while you're here, obviously you'd have taken great delight in both the Cowboys and the Eagles losing.
Yeah.
Which kind of one maybe we saw coming. Like I thought Buffalo would probably beat the Cowboys at home, given that momentum of the previous week as well. The Eagles losing in Seattle, I definitely didn't see coming. I thought that would be, and actually a lot of that game, they looked like they'd probably win. And I just didn't trust Drew Lock to do enough to get it done. And then just when he absolutely needed to, he did, which is...
It's a ridiculous game. And the Eagles, even having any kind of potential to lose in that one is ridiculous, because they should not have lost. The Seattle Seahawks, they're a decent team, but they're not anywhere on that level of trying to actually fight for the conference. But yeah, it was hilarious that they somehow managed to screw themselves over. And the funny thing about this is now that the Lions could get the 2 seed, which is ridiculous, given that two, three weeks ago, I was thinking, I don't see the Lions winning another game, and they could absolutely get that second seed in the division. It's absolutely bonkers.
I mean, it's a really weird conference. You've got the Niners at 11-3. You've got both the Cowboys and the Eagles now 10-4 in the same division. The Lions also at 10-4, comfortably in the lead of their division. The NFC South, nobody's anywhere. I mean, it's the Bucks are probably coming out of that division based on how they're playing. The Saints could. The Falcons aren't out of it, ridiculously. I mean, that's
ridiculous
that's...
that the Falcons lost so badly against the Panthers and yet still comfortably win that division.
What, do you think the Falcons go on and win the division?
I mean, anyone could.
They're only a game back.
Probably the Panthers.
They're only a game back.
It's absolutely mad.
Yeah, yeah.
I've just realised that I'm getting real, like, Radio 5 Live outside reporter from a football stadium vibes listening.
Yeah.
Also...
I'm so sorry. I really meant to bring my mic with me back to where I am, but it didn't happen, so... This is as good as it gets.
Sorry, folks. You say those vibes, Mark. You know, it takes me back to when you used to drive listening to Radio 5.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're on 693. I might try 909 just to see if it's...
just see if it's any better.
No, it's just the same.
it's
very good.
Yeah, absolutely right. And it went a little bit fuzzy every time you went under one of those motorway bridges.
The weird thing is, the Seahawks winning has done the Niners a favour, because we can still lose to the Ravens and then win out. And we'll be all right for the number one seed, which is bonkers, because it shouldn't be that easy in any conference.
It's mad, isn't it? I mean, I'm not sure if the Giants are mathematically out of it, but yeah, one the Vikings probably make it, and it's so weird that there's
Packers
probably
could do it as well.
Yeah, yeah.
It doesn't feel like 2 seconds ago that we were talking about Packers as almost being a shoo-in for the playoffs based on how they were playing, and now all of a sudden they've shit the bed in the last couple of weeks and they look like they're well on the outside looking in now. So yeah, it's a weird old conference. It's a weird old season. The whole season.
It's been wonky. The season.
It feels like when I was watching the games, and it feels like there's very few teams who I feel like you can trust in the NFL this season. Like outside of the Niners, I don't feel like there's many teams that week to week you would put your mortgage on to win that game,
or even lose games. You can't.
Yeah. like even some of the teams with the best records, like do I trust the Cowboys? Like they're 3-4 away from home. No, I don't. The Eagles haven't looked brilliant the entire season. The Bills have looked shaky all season. The Chiefs don't look like, you know, I wouldn't put my mortgage on them to win a game. The Dolphins haven't won against a team that have got a winning record yet. It's such a weird season. There's so few teams that you're like, you would absolutely hang your hat on to say, I'm convinced that team's going to win this week.
The Bucks are an interesting one. Craig, you said your one sentence of review was, is Baker Mayfield actually a quarterback? Because he's always had those flashes of showing you what he can do. Pat, I swapped some messages. Well, I just actually, I didn't, I bombarded you with messages because I'm, It's very you to kind of do this. I knew you'd stayed out for Sunday night football, and I watched the game in 14 the following morning, and I thought I would just randomly share my thoughts as they came up.
Just what it was.
exactly. But the Jags struggled offensively, big time, and it's not the matchup you want. So you're going to Tampa this weekend, and actually it's probably one of the more intriguing games of the week in a lot of ways, because it's the sort of game that you would have looked at a month ago as thinking, yeah, the Jags are better than the Bucks. Obviously, that should be a Jacksonville win. But because of the stuttering and the pressure ramping up, the Colts looking probably I feel sick, but probably the best team in the division. Uh-huh. It's a huge game for Jacksonville and a really tough one. And I'm interested to know how you see it with Mayfield coming up with the juice. It's not one you relish, I wouldn't have thought.
Increasingly pessimistic, I think. So, I mean, the Ravens game, they were pitched and they deserve nothing. But they also lost Zay Jones to a hamstring injury, so he probably won't be in next week, which means Kirk and Jones are out. So you rely on Ridley and a load of kids who are not expected to be starting wide receivers at the start of the season, and Engram, who just does the bulk of the work anyway. Etienne is fairly reliable receiving back, but we can't run the ball because our O-line is pish, so you'll see about 7 runs a game. And Trevor Lawrence is in concussion protocol, so it might be CJ Beathard. So the offense is like last man standing, and it was shit before it was last man standing, frankly. So, it's going to be a tough one, I think.
Yeah.
It's mad that you're not running the ball more.
Well, they can't reliably run up the middle. They can't reliably run up the middle because the interior offensive line is pish, and they've tried a load of kind of gadget, hit the fringes stuff, but people know that's what's coming. They don't need to step the box.
It's interesting
close that
you...
off with not many players, and it just shuts everything down.
So I'm struggling to understand, as a Titans fan, the idea that your offensive line isn't functioning in any way. Ours is much worse than yours. Don't get me wrong, way worse. But the idea
I think
that
I'll
you've
win
got
that one, lads.
Yeah. Hold me back. Yeah, the idea that a coordinator might see that it's not working and go away from it, I don't understand.
Yeah, it's wild, isn't it? Like, you know, scheme around it a bit. Have a think it through.
At least you're kind of doing that. But Trevor was missing throws, like, by a lot, consistently, which is, I don't know if it's injury related. You mentioned the concussion happened.
People were desperately clutching at straws, like, oh, well, maybe the concussion explains it. No, he was crap for 3 quarters and then got concussed. And you couldn't tell the difference between when he was concussed and when he wasn't concussed in the performance levels. That's how good it was the first 3 quarters. So it wasn't all on him. I think a lot of it is like he anticipates where Ridley will settle down or turn the end of his routes, and that communication isn't there, that understanding isn't there. So it just leads to throws looking errant when they're just like, I was thinking you'd stop there rather than running into those 3 defenders just to your right. And then it would have been a completion. Yeah, well, shrugs.
Weird thing for me with the Jags is I always expect that offense, the defense to be at least competent and to be able to shut teams down. And that hasn't always been the case this year.
It's literally like having a radio phone in.
Is it that bad?
It's just it's kind of making me smile each time. I mean, I don't really care about the listener's experience. Ironically,
we never do.
Ironically, I have noticed how, if you're a regular listener, you may have noticed that Mark's been quieter than everyone else. We sorted that out before recording.
Sorry about that, guys.
Just as we've crossed one bridge, but hey, I've no idea what you said. I was just laughing at the whole vibe of it.
If I heard correctly, I think it was our defense is worse than expected, and he's right that there's been a few, like the David Njoku touchdowns last week was just people not reading their keys and leaving it wide open, and then Joe Flacco goes, that guy's in 20 yards of space and he can run an extra 40 yards without being touched. I'll just lob up him a ball. And against Lamar, like, the pass rush is vital to contain him, and we just couldn't. And a lot of teams can't, I guess.
I actually think you did a half-decent job of containing him, because it's bloody difficult.
But only half, not the important half, unfortunately.
Yeah, but this loss isn't on the Jacksonville defense, really. You've got to score more than 7 points, and that seven points was a gift.
They kept us in touch, and you know, having missed like two field goals and fumbled in the red zone and run out of time in the first half at the 5 yard line.
That was awful.
It could have been, you know,
that
we
was
we
so
could have been
poor.
We could have been up by a score a bit at halftime, the way the defense had played, if the offense had done like minimum expectations. And that might have been enough. It probably wouldn't, the way they played in the second half, but who knows how the game flows. It's the same story every week for Jacksonville, that the defense holds out and keeps them in it, the offense doesn't function, and then the defense falls down, and then they lose by 10 points. Maybe get a bit of garbage time to make it look a bit... Like we were talking about the Calvin Ridley touchdown that wasn't a touchdown. I would have liked that for our bet, but I was kind of glad it didn't count, because it just papers over the cracks a bit and allows them to say, oh yeah, we were close. You weren't close. It was a garbage time touchdown that didn't get you back close enough to take the lead. So, you know, don't try and fool us with that talk. We watched the game. We saw what you were like.
Wait, what bet is this?
The one at the start of the season.
Oh, sorry, Steve. I don't think we've done ourselves proud here. We've not done you proud. speaking of incompetency, or not just incompetency, just throwing in the towel. We know Brandon Staley's been fired. They've also fired their GM.
Which I find odd, by the way.
Yeah, maybe
the GM thing seems weird, because it's not like that squad isn't full of absolute studs,
right?
So why would you get rid of him? I understand there's clearing house, but like the GM's not done a bad job from what I could, the outside looking in. Brandon Staley is absolute horseshit at his job, and it's absolutely right that he's got the bullet, and it should have happened ages ago. But the GM is like, it's not like that roster is not stacked.
It's
I don't know about all that.
What area's weak?
Got nothing.
You've got a quarterback that was going into the season as being brandished as being someone who could be MVP. You've got Austin Eckler. You've got Keenan Allen. You've got good wideouts. You've got the defensive line. You've got weapons there. Good secondary. There's not a lot of holes.
I don't know that you have six secondary. If Derwin James, who is always hurt, outside of that in the secondary, who's elite. I think outside of Bosa on the defensive line, don't get me wrong, it's a good unit. But is it a good unit? That's what I'm saying.
It's better than this.
Bosa's been hurt as well.
Yeah. It's kind of... I think Chargers are like the Spursiest of Spurs. So I don't have an issue with them cleaning house at all. And even Herbert, like, you know, I'm not... I don't know. I mean, at times he looks good, but what's he done? I think they've all got to be accountable.
I don't think Herbert's the reason for their.
No, of course not. But I'm not. I don't think he's a reason to say the GM's done a good job.
Well, this is now. Now we see how good the roster is.
It's far from the worst roster in the NFL, and I think it's harsh to sack the GM over that. Like, that's the coaching staff, absolutely. But I don't see the GM game thrown in with that, unless Staley was his guy.
Maybe.
And it was like, if Staley goes, I go, then fine, get rid of him. But
God, imagine having that as what you hang your career on. If Staley goes,
I don't watch a lot of Premier League. Are Spurs 1-5, lost 9 this season?
No,
but you know that you know what I mean.
The Spurs, even Spurs.
I'm with Craig.
Like, what are you saying?
The perennial underachievers. The perennial underachievers.
But yeah, it depends how high the bar is.
For me, there are squads where you have a coach that elevates the roster above what it is. Someone like D'Amico Ryans, for example, has elevated that roster above what their talent level. You cannot tell me that the Texans have got a better roster than the Chargers. They just don't.
Yeah, fair.
And yet, and that, like, one is up here on an upward trajectory and one is going down there. It isn't the GM's job to make the players play for the coach. And I think he's done a perfectly good job. Brandon Staley should never work in the NFL ever again.
It's a roster that can and should have made the playoffs.
Yes.
Well, for some, it might not win the playoffs, but it can make it at least. Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, it did last year. We all know what happened.
It feels like they haven't recovered from that. And you know that happens sometimes where you get that horrible defeat from being way ahead and you never recover from it. The Falcons are another prime example. But it feels like going into this season, like I watched that at your house, Rich, and we watched the first half and they were so far ahead that we knocked it on the head. And then we watched the second half in the morning and we were like, oh shit. And it was a really weird game. But I feel like they've never recovered from that.
That Chargers performance, I don't think, like, I've seen some bad football. Obviously, we've all seen some bad football from our own. Maybe not Rich so much from our own teams, but I can't remember a performance.
I've seen some bad football.
Not recently. Yeah, I can't remember the watching players who just have just all checked out quite in the same way. Like it just seems that it was the Raiders a week before scored literally 0 points against the Vikings and they then score 63.
You can understand it if it was in conference, but in division, where it's your division rivals, to lose that badly and look that bad, they must have been deliberately trying to get Staley fired, surely.
You do wonder. You do wonder.
The interception, was it Jack Jones?
Ran the big onto one pass
where he was kind of like the big, like when he was past the offensive line, like it was almost like he was throwing him the ball. Like stuff like that just can't happen. It was ridiculous.
The fumbles, all of it,
which is why I think it's okay to get rid. And I think the owner came out and just said,
I agree, get rid of the coach.
But that's an environment you've created. I reckon, and the owner came out and said basically, like, I'm just not on it. Like, I just don't feel like these guys can run my team anymore. And I like that. I think that's, he just got slapped. He's like, I'm not having that. I like that. I think that's okay. Like
the interception underlines it, actually, doesn't it? Because he was at the Chargers because they traded for the guy from the Patriots and then traded him back to the Patriots, having lost a shit ton of cash on the deal. And then that allowed the Patriots to trade him away to the Raiders, and then he made the interception and got those points against you. So it just, that underlines the business that your GM is doing when that circle has happened to you.
Yeah.
I think at the end of the day, you're probably right in that it feels harsh to me, but I think after you ship 63 points to someone who scored zero the week before, heads have got a role. It's a weird franchise. That it's just like they feel like a team that can't get out of its own way. It was like it when they were in San Diego. Every season they went into it and ended up with suffered weird defeats, key injuries every year, and now they're just another team in LA that isn't quite
almost
as
like
as
a
the
curse
Rams.
Like it just felt like they had those the LaDainian Tomlinson, Phil Rivers, Antonio Gates era. Like
great
they were
teams.
Absolutely, and
yeah,
they were playoffs every year. They tended to come up against either Manning or Brady. That's the thing, or someone would get hurt, like you say.
Yeah,
and
if it was chunks of the squad getting hurt, it was different to just getting out coached every week. And it just feels like at the moment they've been outcoached every week for like two or three seasons now. And the first year of Staley felt like a fresh new start for that franchise. It felt like they were in a really, really good place. And it's just got worse and worse as every season's gone on for them.
Frankly, I'm surprised that Rich has never called for Staley to be fired before this. It's like it feels like he's really missed a trick there.
I absolutely have missed out on that one.
Always in hindsight, Rich. Yeah, you know, never mentioned.
Yeah, I know. It's all on me.
Was this kind of brings me to a poor old Eastern Stick, but he's as culpable as anyone, I suppose. There were some
just
bad.
Guy.
Last week there were some good games. This week there were some bad games and some bad performances. I'm going to throw the question, which was the worst quarterback performance of the week? It may be a new regular feature of the show. Because there were some bad ones. I mean, looking at you've obviously got Easton Stick, Mitchell Trubisky, Jesus Christ.
Mitch Trubisky, right up there.
Nick Mullins. Atlanta, Carolina, I'm not sure they even deserve to be mentioned. I mean, Desmond Ridder's being benched again.
One of either Trevor Siemian or Zach Wilson.
I was going to say, the Jets quarterbacking as a whole, just awful.
But as we've spoken about before, it is the Jets, and both the Jets quarterbacks are awful, but the Jets offensive line gives them no chance. And right. I'm not convinced Rodgers would have any joy behind that offensive line either, because God almighty, they are one of the worst in the league.
I think they've finally come out and said that the Aaron Rodgers returning thing was bullshit. Whether it would have happened if they were contending, I don't know, but they finally admitted that.
If we go and lose 60 to someone, I'm not going to be mad. If
well, your defense is good enough that you won't.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. But I just, mate, I've had enough. I've had enough. I've had enough. I think big questions to be asked all over. I'm so disappointed.
Did you just say that if Salah went, you wouldn't be mad? Are you pinning a lot of it on him?
I'm not pinning it on him. But you can only talk well for so long. Every time I hear the man speak, I think that's a man that sounds like he knows what he's talking about. But where are the results? We have lost five games in a row and we can't move the ball. We cannot. It's impossible. It doesn't look like they can do it. I just, at some point, you know, there was so much hype. So, and not even this hype. They went and saw all of the attention, did the New York thing, did the One Jets drive, did the Hard Knocks, did all of this big, big, big talk. And then this is the product on the field. It's a disgrace. They should be at home embarrassed. And that's why I don't mind seeing Garrett Wilson having a go. It's embarrassing. You should be embarrassed. You was talking all that talk, and look at what you did. There's nothing. There's nothing redeeming about that offense. Nothing at all.
Has Nathaniel Hackett checked out because Rodgers got hurt in week one, and that's why he's there.
He's not
good enough.
Yeah.
This is what I'm talking about. He's not good enough. It does. I'm telling you now. I can call a better game plan. I don't give a shit, mate.
Does the Nathaniel Hackett thing, from a Jets perspective, does Rodgers have too much pull on some of that stuff where he's the guy clearly that has shouted for Hackett in the offseason? Should he have been allowed to bring him in?
Hackett, also a couple of the receivers decision. As well. Like same
I
thing.
I don't have an issue with it. I think the plan was fine. I said it at the time, listen, you went big. That's not. I've got no issue with that. And look, we have had terrible injuries. You cannot overlook it. But at this point in the season, okay, you know, we were talking about bad quarterback play. There's actually been a lot of good quarterback play. Look at all the backup quarterbacks that are playing and are getting wins. We should have had
so many
options. You're talking. I mean, I don't think he'd work, but Joe Flacco's going out there throwing four touchdown passes, and you lot are doing.
Did we not say this 7-8 weeks ago?
Come on,
it's exactly this. And
the thing is, and the thing that pisses me off the most is that we just said it about the Bills, is that it was going wrong and you fixed it. There was action that took place and you saw the results on the field. And we just meander along and we come out and give fucking press conferences and talk about culture and integrity and blah, blah, blah. And all right. But play some fucking football. I've had enough.
It feels like the Jets have just gone, we'll just punt it to next year. We'll wait till Rodgers is back.
I think that's so dangerous because it feels like to me, like maybe Hackett, maybe Salah survive, despite the fact that for Salah, the results, since he's been at the Jets, have been awful. His record is terrible. Mm. And yet, so much of it is pinned on potentially this one guy who you've got for 1 year max, who's going to be 41. Who knows if he comes back off the injury and he's any good. So to pin your entire franchise to the hope that he does okay next season, so you keep all the same coaches, you keep all the same players, and you try and do it again, there is absolutely nothing to say that he goes out in the first game, gets whacked in week one, and he's done again. What is this really the plan?
Yeah, MetLife, but
we need a backup. How has there not been? You could foresee it. We've got players on the offensive line who have just had injury after injury, and everyone, don't get me wrong, I'm not mad about our draft. We liked our draft, but a big argument was, do you need to reinforce the offensive line? Like, there were so many questions that needed to. You needed a backup plan, and you got caught with your trousers down.
Yeah. After 4 minutes.
yeah.
But I think what we said earlier on is right. Even if Rodgers doesn't get injured against that offensive line, he would have done at some stage, because fuck me, it's like a turnstile.
And the play calling is shit.
Yeah,
it's been terrible.
Yeah, it can't be the plan that you just think, let's give him a pass for this year. Rodgers will be back next year. And then what? So you're giving him one season to say, go and win a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Because it ain't going to happen.
That feels like what it's it.
Yeah, it's bizarre.
Okay.
It's the Jets.
Let's have a bit of light relief. In fact, before we have a bit of light relief, I want to talk briefly. I don't know how this is going to go, but we're going to mention something Rashad Mendenhall tweeted yesterday. but how about before we do that and get ourselves into all sorts of trouble, let's do some one-sentence previews. Rich, luckily, you don't have any. long-time listener, first-time caller. So we'll start with Cincinnati at Pittsburgh. No, we won't. That's not the first game. Forgive me. We'll start with New Orleans at LA Rams.
Rams have found a bit of life, and this one will have a say in the NFC wild card race. One to keep an eye on.
Cincinnati at Pittsburgh.
Two teams still with playoff ambitions do battle, with Mason Rudolph likely start for the Steelers, which means that the Jake Browning story will continue for another week.
Buffalo at LA Chargers.
It's going to need one heck of a new head coach bounce back to make this one competitive.
Just a bit. Indianapolis at Atlanta. Just another nauseating step for the Bannermen on their way to that sickening playoff berth. Green Bay at Carolina.
With the Panthers having scored 15 points over the last 2 weeks, I fancy Green Bay to break their skid in Carolina.
But you would hope. Cleveland at Houston.
Houston ravaged by injuries at exactly the wrong time. The Flacco Express steams on. Whoop, whoop.
That does it. Detroit at Minnesota.
One of those games where the Lions should probably win easily, which means they will probably lose easily.
Washington at New York Jets. I've just realised that I wrote a preview based on Aaron Rodgers maybe coming back, so I'm going to read it anyway. Unleash Aaron Rodgers. That playoff berth is still up for grabs, right? Seattle at Tennessee.
The Seahawks desperately need a win to get back into the wild card spots. Sportionally, they're playing the Titans. Why can't I read words?
I like Sportionately. Let's figure out. We can find a meaning for that.
I like an unfortunate sport.
Yeah.
Like a Sportionately. Love that.
Yeah. There we go.
That's really good.
Jacksonville at Tampa Bay. The Jags really need a win, and this could be a really tough matchup for them. If you want hope, Pat, it's that Baker Mayfield can never actually be trusted. Arizona at Chicago.
Interesting no-stakes matchup. I think both teams put on a show.
Yeah, go along with that. Dallas at Miami.
One of the games of the week in Miami to see if the Dolphins can finally beat a team with a winning record. The Cowboys also need a big bounce-back game after being dismantled by the Bills!
New England at Denver. Peak Tom Brady versus dominant late-career Peyton Manning. This is not. Las Vegas at Kansas City.
The Chiefs still don't seem quite right, and this is definitely a potential trap game against a team riding high after 63 points last week.
Nah, they get battered. New York Giants at Philadelphia.
After a tough run, no better fixture than to welcome the Giants. No amount of My Cousin Vinny references can hide the fact that the Giants are still
pony. Very good.
Baltimore at San Francisco.
Super Bowl preview.
Maybe. It was a Super Bowl once, that game. The games are on all sorts of weird days and times over the next few days. There's like Christmas Day games, Christmas Eve games, Thursday night, Saturday night. If there's probably football on anytime you need it to get away from family stuff. So yeah.
And I'm chuffed about that. I'm done in fantasy and I can just enjoy the fucking games. I'm really looking forward to it.
Oh, once fantasy's out the way, it does take a load off. Yeah, that's not the way to look at it, but it is.
I'm going against Nate this week in the semi-final of our league.
Oh,
lock him up.
I really want to.
Is that in Craig's new league or the Clowns league?
No, the Clowns is done. It's
in the long snapper invitational, mate. The only one that matters.
The only one that matters.
Why is
the
Clowns
only one
that
I didn't
finished?
Turn up for the draft for?
All right, if you're not familiar with this, Rashad Mendenhall, you know, the guy that fumbled in the Super Bowl for the Steelers, he as many people pointed out to him, he came up with a radical suggestion. I'm not sure it was from necessarily the right place in his heart. In fact, I'm just going to read you his tweet. I'm sick of average white guys commenting on football. You're not even good at football. Can we please replace the Pro Bowl with an all-black versus all-white bowl so these cats can stop trying to teach me who's good at football? I'm better than your goat.
I'm here for it. I'll watch that. I'll watch that Pro Bowl, mate.
As soon as...
There's going to be no DBs. That's the problem.
No, you lot ain't going to have no DBs.
Yeah, hey, take Andrew Riddell's name out your mouth.
Okay. Before we get into this, a couple of disclaimers. We're all thinking about how this game would be, right? Everyone's seeing this and thinking like, oh, like who's gonna be on which team? And then you can't talk about this. This is obviously there's things that you probably shouldn't say. And then Craig, as soon as you said in the chat, I'd watch. I'm like, yeah.
Fair game, we're on.
So
go.
Anything you might hear in the chat for the next 5 minutes isn't racist. Just so we're all clear.
I don't know if we can qualify that just by me being it. I'm pretty sure that's exactly what you.
That's why I thought if I say a disclaimer, then it's not. It's fine.
I think what we're saying is the All Black team is absolutely going to run riot.
100%.
Because
I love the fact it's you and
team
I love the fact
doesn't
it's,
exist.
How did it? It's you and us. Like you, it's listen. Who have you got? I know who my team is.
Listen, Matthew Stafford and Cooper Kupp ain't enough, mate. They're getting it done.
McCaffrey will help us out.
Yeah, McCaffrey, Josh Allen,
we're
all good.
I said already, McCaffrey. I don't know, man. McCaffrey just gives me. like Sting vibes. I feel like we should transfer. Let's have a couple
you
transfers.
Can't have you, can't, a, you can't have McCaffrey.
You can't do black yeah. versus white and take the best white player.
No, no, no. If we're doing that, we need some corners right now because there's no white cornerback like, in the NFL.
You can have one of like you can have one of the 27 white tight ends that are doing the business. Because I think you'd agree. Kittle and Kelsey would put up some serious numbers.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
There's going to be different styles of play.
Sure. You could definitely agree with that.
We're going to be playing the neo-Nazis on the defensive line trying to murder all of the quarterbacks because then it doesn't matter if we don't have any quarterbacks.
Yeah, they've got no one behind them.
There's all sorts of side issues to this that suddenly crop up, like regardless of coaching staffs, like referees, like commentary, all the guys surround of the game. And then I can't picture
strictly mixed race. No, refs.
My favorite thing in the whole thing was I can't remember who asked the question, but someone went, "What about Younghoe Koo?"
Yeah. Who did you like? Because the black team are definitely going to try and get him.
Who we need an international team. Or
hold on, international.
No, rest of the. You know what I mean? Not that.
So,
like,
rest so of the world. Say... those good old national white guys.
Basically, from like beige to. Beige to copper, they're gonna have to come up with another team.
Frank's got a wall chart going on now. We're all in trouble.
No, I feel like
it's like Family Guy meme, isn't it?
None of the rest of us can.
I think this is definitely going to be when Mike Tomlin finally gets the bullet from the Steelers at the end of this season. This is going to be his next job. Coaching the black Tomlin and Deion Sanders. Yeah.
Versus Nick Saban. Nick Saban and Bill Belichick.
You can talk.
I've got a completely
inappropriate image of the crowd in my head now, and the fact specifically fans of the whites.
you'd have the worst fans.
Oh, the fact that it would be appalling, absolutely appalling.
Don't let the regnants out, I'll tell you that much. We're drifting into dangerous territory.
Riley Cooper would come out of retirement to come and get back.
He'd love that. This is the bit he's been waiting for.
Richie Incognito.
Suited up, mate.
The sad thing. What am I talking about? That's not the word I was looking for at all. The black team 100% winning. Rashad Mendenhall is right in amongst a lot of that. It's clearly a ridiculous, ludicrous conversation. But it kind of amused for.
I mean, we've got not many more options left with the Pro Bowl. So boy.
Well, it's an idea. Worse ideas have been played out at the Pro Bowl, that's for sure. It is a bit weird. Like, there is obviously there's a serious discussion that could come out of this about like certain positions. We said cornerback. Like, I don't know why there are white wide receivers, not many, but there are. Yet you just don't see a white cornerback. On the flip side, most special teams positions, like there's probably like ludicrous historical cultural reasons behind it. I don't know, but it is a bit odd.
I mean, the receiver and skill positions. I'm just gonna say it is likely to be genetic, bro. We have more speed. Fast switch. We got more.
But why would receiver be different to cornerback?
More skills. Corner athleticism plays a real huge part. So you will see it more at a lower level where the game's a bit slower. You will see a more diverse defense, but certainly at the higher levels, because athleticism does make that little bit extra of a difference. Safety, you can make decisions which can maybe compensate, but I guess, you know, ultimately, fast man world's been a black man for how many years? Like, there's a reason for it.
It's a long time since Alan Wells won the 100 metres gold in whenever that was. Yeah.
A black versus white 4x100 metre relay would be quite a thing to watch.
I mean, we know who's winning again.
even Rashad Mendelhall would win that one.
he definitely dropped the baton, though.
No, that's another fucking argument. What are you saying? Is this is why black people weren't quarterbacks? See, I knew it was in you, Adam.
I'm referring to. You know what I'm referring to.
What's that flag behind you, Adam? I can see. Yeah.
Surprise! Like a new tattoo.
Everyone's entitled to their opinion.
just not Mendenhall or Joey Barton. They're the two.
Yeah. He can fuck right off, mate. I tell you.
Speaking of which, let's get into some any other business. As I said at the start of that little segment, nothing we said in it is any way racist. Right.
Except for Adam.
Except. Single me out. I'm just fine. Rich, as our caller into the show, why don't you go first?
Great. I apparently sound like shit, so I'm going to say I don't really have much and hand it back to you.
Okay, that's fine. I feel a bit like that actually this week. It's Christmas. We all know that. Nothing more to add on that. Craig, any other business?
So it is Christmas and I got a plant for a gift from my boss and I thought it was a great idea. A little pot plant, no drama. It probably cost her about £6, but I was quite grateful for it. It looked quite nice. She'd taken the care of potting it and planting it herself. So I told her, do me a couple more so I could take it to my auntie and my godmother on the weekend. So if you're in need of thoughtful but easy gift, a little potted plant, do your wonders.
I thought you were about to...
I'm Craig's garden centre.
Well, Craig's, but subcontracting the workout.
Yeah. That's what she's also done. She saved me a trip between now and the end of the week, which I almost certainly would not have been able to do. So I said would not have bothered to do.
There we go. Pat.
I want to talk about the acquisition of language, which I can't say the word acquisition, so that's probably not a good sign. My missus was doing one of the many Wordles. I don't know which variant it was. And she got annoyed with it because it had a name in it. And that name was Ralph. And I was like, well, it's not just a name. It's also an American slang term for vomiting, isn't it? And she's like, I've never heard that before. I was like, listen, I know full well you have sat through an episode of Family Guy with that as one of the words in it, in context, as a vomit. So I know you've seen that multiple times. She was like, oh, yeah, but it's a word I didn't know, so I didn't listen to it. It's like, okay. So now you're blaming Wordle for using a word you've chosen to ignore because you didn't know what it means. And as a result of that, you don't know what it means. This is like at some point you must have listened to words you didn't know. Otherwise, you wouldn't know any words. So how have we got to this point?
No, I got to the age of 17 and I learned all the words that I needed. So I started learning new words.
Exactly.
Was that early 2000s?
Something like that. I wish. I didn't know what that meant. That's not the point of the story, but yeah.
I think I first came across it in like a Judy Blume book when I was about 7 or something. So it was one I knew. And aglet came up as well, which is like the little thing around the top of a shoelace that stops the shoelace from fraying. And that's an English word you'd never come across.
I could have told you that.
Yeah, see? I knew that because of crosswords.
I knew that because I'm a training enthusiast. Sorry, Adam, back to you.
That's come up before. I'd forgotten about that.
Oh, we are not short of potential episode titles. Right, Mark, any other business? I think it's just you.
Is it?
We haven't had Adams yet, have we?
I thought it was a bit like Rich.
That was an official abstention rather than just a casual throwaway.
Trust me, make the most of hearing less from me.
Mine's just a quick one to say that I'm pleased that the Scottish Government have realised that if you've got a massive shortfall in your budget, the way to achieve that is to tax rich people. And, you know, well done that someone out there is sensible enough to realise that people who earn the most should pay more tax. And that means that stuff will get done, like, you know, people will be able to go to hospital and you'll be able to feed children and schools will have money and stuff like that. And it's just a real shame that our government is too corrupt and Tory to realise that that's something that they should also do and follow suit. So hats off to Scotland. You've got a government there that's actually made a sensible decision. And I wish ours down here would do the same thing.
Feeding hungry children will just encourage them to be lazy, Mark. You know.
Yeah. Well, God also, almighty.
If you're angry at Mark for suggesting that, they're not going to make you an automatic billionaire. So don't get angry about this shit. Like, no, you're not joining them. You're never going to earn billions.
No, exactly that. And yeah, it's and if you disagree with that you should tax people who earn £125,000 more, then fuck off and stop listening to us, you cunts. Because
yes. Yes.
I don't want you listening to this program.
Yeah. Yeah, facts. Something like dick.
Unless you're gonna pay us a lot of money, which you're not because you're greedy bastard.
Correct.
We're never gonna get a sponsor now.
maybe politics Joe, holler at us.
when you say we're never going to get a sponsor, how long have we been going without a sponsor?
Hey, we had Ginster's passes for ages.
Whatever happened to worst game of the week?
There's too many candidates.
They stopped sponsoring us.
Do you know what? Every week I edit, I take that jingle out of my template. So let's do it. In fact, no, let's do two things. First, let's do this.
Ugh, horrible. Oh, don't say that about the Jags. No! Things Pat hates.
Oh, that's going to be me, isn't it? And I wasn't paying attention.
Not paying attention. There you go.
Inconsistent refereeing?
Oh, that's rubbish. Right. Let's do the other thing.
The Long Snapper Podcast, worst game of the week.
Brought to you by Ginster's Pasties.
So I remember when we first started doing this, we were looking at, like, and it won't be anymore, but we glanced ahead to when the Patriots would be playing the Broncos.
I remember the same
absolutely awful. Yeah. And we were like, oh, it's on Christmas Day. And now all of a sudden the Broncos aren't bad and they're in the playoff race, which is how ridiculous this season has been.
I've got another one for you.
I think for me, this is, I mean, you can't be too far away from the Commanders versus the Jets.
Yeah, that's where I'm going.
It's not that's, good.
That's terrible. I love the fact that Saturday is one game and it's Bengals Steelers. That's going to be awful.
Oh no, there's two games. I think the Bills Chargers is Saturday as well.
It's 1 a.m. Sunday morning, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I think that'll be bad. I also think the Cardinals Bears has got either the potential to be awful or brilliant fun.
I think that's one of the two.
It's going to be either absolutely dreadful or it'll be like 35-32 and it'll be great fun.
They're two teams that struggled.
It's definitely the Commies versus the Jets.
Cardinals Bears is good. They both struggled, but now they've got their starting QBs back and they'll want to put the show.
They're the only teams in the entire NFL that have starting quarterbacks.
I don't think that's true.
On the subject of that, I think there's an outside shout for Cleveland Houston, because if Houston don't have Stroud back or any fit receivers, like, that game could be a real, like, ugly one.
Yeah, I'm here for the Browns winning that.
I'll
tell you what, the Browns, there's something about them this year. I don't know what it is, but they're not losing the games that the Browns normally lose. Yeah, I thought they're a team to watch.
Oh, I would love it if the Browns take the Chiefs out of the playoffs.
That would be amazing.
Just, calm down. That's honestly, it's Jets Commanders for me.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah,
just terrible. Are the Jets still shit?
Yes.
And on that bombshell, it's time to end. It's goodbye from me. Goodbye.
Cheers, lads.
Travis Kelce's a big diving cheat.